This is Barely Furcasting, featuring Tabin, an Injured Nerves audio production. Well, moo bark fluff, and welcome to the BFFT podcast. I am Barely Normal, your co-host Bear, with no use for Nair. And with me is that crazy pup, that canine of comedy, Tabin.
Hello there.
Tabin, your voice. What happened to you? Are you no longer a puppy?
Yes. I've gotten older. Much older. Bark.
And Russian, too, it sounds like.
Sorry, I was in Moscow.
Okay.
It sticks around for a while, sorry, but, you know, bark, wolf, I'm a pup.
Oh, hang on, you're not Tabin. Ladies and gentlemen and furs, with me this week is Lemnius Griffs. I totally forgot you're sitting in for Tabin this week. How you doing, Lem?
Good. I am sitting in for Tabin, and there's a lot of fur everywhere, so I had to use, like, you know, little sticky things to kind of
get rid of all the fur.
Those are
Tabin seeds.
Yes.
If you plant them, you'll get little tiny Tabins, like Groot, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I hope there's enough tranquilizers ready.
Yes. So Lem, tell us, what have you been up to this week? Anything fun?
I'm on vacation right now, actually.
Actually, so am I. So we're vacation twins. Yay.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's been kind of relaxing not being at work serving Karens and whatnot.
Do they get name tags? Each one of them get a name tag that says Karen when they piss you off? Or do you put it on their cup?
No, although oddly enough, those who are named Karen are actually like the sweetest people.
Well, they have to be, you know, I mean, so at this point in life, they have to be like, I'm really not that kind of Karen.
It's like, I know you don't have the haircut either.
Oh, is there a specific type of hair? You know, I know what the term means, but I've never really paid attention to where it came from.
I guess it's the stereotypical rich white woman who wears a striped, like, black and white blouse and then has that short haircut, like really short. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. All right. Did that come from a YouTube or a TikTok or something?
You know, I have never delved into the history behind or the origins behind the Karen thing. Hmm. So,
well, maybe I'll have to research that out and our listeners can find out next week. Or if you listeners know where the Karen came from, write in. We ask people to write in and furs to write in all the time, but they never do. So it's kind of moot to ask.
Yeah,
but I'll ask anyway. If you know, write in and tell me. Otherwise, I'll research it out myself.
And if there's any furries out there named Karen, I'm sorry.
Yes. What's your fursona? Karen. Well, our weekly challenge for furs this week is to fry an egg. Now, it's funny because we give weekly challenges out, Lem, and rarely do we get anybody that participates. But recently, we've been having some people participate, which is kind of fun. We had the backwards talk. I said, say your name backwards and we'll try. And then I'll play it backwards and see if you actually were getting your name sounding right. The only fur that actually was able to do it and his name, when played backwards, sounded like him. And that was Moritz the Crow. So it was kind of cool. It's a twister of the tongue. What would your name sound like backwards?
Birth name or my name?
Your furry name.
CML.
Okay.
It's close to senile, which I guess is me.
Senile. Well, we'll play that backwards on the pod and see if it actually comes out to be Lemnia.
Lemnius.
Your last name on your fur name is Griffs. What's a griff?
I have no idea. I like griffins, but I don't have a griffin fursona, of course. So, but the name kind of stuck. I don't know why. It's just, it has a punch to it. Griffs.
A punch. Griffs. Yeah. Griffs. Ah, I know when we first on you on the podcast, that's something about water, clearly. But the podcast, and I put your name in the show notes, it auto-corrected it to Glyphs. Yeah. And I didn't catch it until you called me and you said, that's not my name. I'm like, what?
I don't have tattoos all over me. So
yeah.
There's no hieroglyphs or anything.
Hieroglyphs.
I'm sorry. I don't have the key to the Stargate.
That would be nice if you did, because that would be kind of fun to Stargate around, you know?
Yeah. Saves on traveling.
Yes.
Or paying.
We wouldn't have to wear a mask on an airplane for 16 hours. Anyway.
No.
I don't know how people do that. Well, I have to fly to Tennessee in a couple of weeks to go help move my parents out here to Oregon. Hooray. I'll be on a plane for 8 hours having to wear a mask because that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and it's funny how everything was so hopeful in the beginning of the year. It's like, okay, finally, it's about time that we can, you know, put away masks and not worry about this. But unfortunately, Delta happened. You're not flying on Delta, are you?
No, I'm flying on United, the airline that tapes you to your seat if you get out of hand. When you check in, they give you your blanket, your pillow, and your roll of duct tape just in case they need to use it.
Yeah, everything the beginning of this year has been kind of chaotic. I originally stepped down from being chairman of Spokanthro and head owner of the Inland Northwest Group, but mm-hmm. I came back to be the chairman and was owner for a little bit for the Inland Northwest Group, but I finally retired from doing that and mm-hmm. passed the torch to a few other people, and they're doing okay so far.
Well, good. Well, then tell us about Spokanthro. I know I've been watching the chat. It seems like you're kind of torn as to whether to have it in 2022 or not.
Yeah, I'm really torn. It's really hard to have a convention. I understand BLFC is having issues as well, and I know some people are kind of like, wait a minute. What about religious exemptions and all that? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that, I guess. And they said they were going to deal with it on a case-by-case basis. So
yeah, well, what people don't realize is that they actually have a law in Nevada in effect when it comes to religious exemptions. So it's not, I looked into it, and there's really not much they can do, I feel. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'm not staff or anything of BLFC, so I can't really speak on their behalf.
Right.
But looking into the legality issues, they're kind of in the bind right now. So mm-hmm. I trust that they'll handle things. They always seem to handle things pretty well. But when it comes to Spokanthro, I feel like we are going to kind of play the game of wait and see how other mm-hmm. conventions are doing. Denver just happened this past weekend. And I guess mm-hmm. Indie FurCon did it too at the same time.
Yeah.
And then
two weekends ago for this podcast broadcast, it was 2 weekends ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, Fervana is approaching
mm-hmm.
and our sister convention, RustyCon, will be happening as well. I believe at the same time as Fervana. I'm not entirely certain.
Hmm.
And then of course, BLFC and then Anthro Northwest.
We have some upcoming events. I didn't see RustyCon on upcoming events. So, you'll have to, when we get to that, we can talk about it a little bit deeper.
Okay.
So Spokanthro, I mean, you know, we went to your very first one and it was a hoot, but like you said, it's kind of a wait and see. And I think everybody's taking a wait and see. Now you brought up BLFC. So let's chat about that for a little bit, because I know that they're going to have to take the lead from whatever Nevada wants, because if Nevada says that they can have open conventions and then they decide to cancel it, they're on the hook for all that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a tough thing that could possibly kill them, because that's a lot of money to rent that entire resort.
Yeah, it is a lot of money. But again, I really don't know the full legality thing mm-hmm. when it comes to what they're dealing with. I just saw a bunch of Twitter posts that are like, oh, religious exemption. I'm like, you know, there's actually some laws in some states that actually enforce that. And I looked it up and Nevada is actually one of them.
Hmm.
It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And they have to make do with what they can deal with. At least my interpretation.
Well, if it happens, I plan on going. I'm vaxxed and I will be wearing a mask and I will probably not hug a lot of people, except for the people that I probably go with.
Well, it's funny because when you said Spokanthro, we actually posted a poll. It was basically asking people how they felt, what the options are on how they felt about each option. We said we figured we'd ask the question, since it is quite an ongoing topic, if a convention is willing to follow CDC guidelines and require masks as well as proof of vaccinations for attending, would you still attend? So far, 68% people said yes, 6% said no, and 26% of people said they'd rather wait. So it's like we're not basing the future of the convention off of these answers, mind you. It's just kind of getting a feel of how comfortable people feel. And of course, you also get people that do kind of comment, like, say, I would refuse to attend if you required either, et cetera, all that jazz.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I just sent them thoughts and prayers. So,
thoughts and prayers. Bless your heart.
Yeah, please don't. I'll catch on fire and I'm flamboyant as it is. So
if you're from down south, you know that bless your heart is really not a compliment.
Oh, of course.
No, if you're doing something dumb and somebody from down south looks at you and goes, oh, bless your heart, that means you are a dummy. Well, you know what? It is almost time for us to post the link for 5 Minute Furs. Now, Lem, you might know from our podcast that we post a link on the fur chat, on the BFFT chat. And when we post that, we hope that somebody comes in and chats with us. And so we go on with our podcast and do our stuff while we wait for somebody to log in. And if they log in, we chat with them.
Perfect.
So the link is up. So we'll continue to chat. And
oh, and by the way, I've kept it a secret. I've told people that I was going to be in the furry podcast, but I didn't know if I was allowed to say anymore, just to make it more of an element of surprise. So after this podcast, is it okay if I let people know?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, okay,
absolutely.
But I mean, it gets you more views. So,
oh yeah, no, that's perfect. Now the for those that are curious, Tabin is sitting with his hubby right now because his hubby is having a hip transplant.
Oh,
so that is where he is and why he is unable to record. So wish your thoughts and prayers to Tabin that everything goes well. I'm sure it will. I mean, it's a hip replacement. They do them every day.
I'll send boxes and boxes of milk bones.
There you go. Yeah. Boxes and boxes. There you go.
Because dogs like milk bones, so.
Well, is it made of milk? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's just made of sawdust, but.
Sawdust. Oh, boy.
Ugh. It is flammable.
Oh, or was. Yeah, I guess they are. So that takes us up to what we call the media section. And we talk about what we've been watching or reading. So I'll continue. I've been continuing to watch Schmigadoon on Apple TV. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, Lem, or if you have Apple TV.
I don't.
But Schmigadoon is a parody and an homage to 1940 and 50s musicals, musical movies and stuff. And it's these two characters that are on a hike and they cross a bridge and they are find themselves in the midst of a musical that is real life, that people in there think it's the way the life is. It's got a cast of characters like you wouldn't believe. It's got Keenan Michael Kell in it as the main star, and it's pretty funny. They burst into the song, and some of the songs are just really, really weird and fun, and it's like it's this mishmash of musicals from 20 different years and stuff, and it's very, 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 very funny. I started to watch the movie Judy. Have you watched that movie on Hulu?
No, the only thing I have is Netflix, and I usually check things out on YouTube. I don't really have Hulu or Apple TV or even Amazon Prime, but that Amazon I might change, but I'll discuss that in a bit.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, it might be on Netflix. I'm not sure. I think it might be on Netflix, but it's called Judy. It's about Judy Garland. Now, I was able to watch about half of it, and it is a heartbreaker of a movie. It shows how she was treated by the studios, MGM, when she was in Wizard of Oz, and then how it affected her life going on later on in life. And oh my God, halfway through, I was like, I can't watch it anymore. This is just, it's so heartbreaking.
They actually have a similar one with Bob Ross on Netflix on how he was treated poorly about his business partners or something.
Bob Ross, the painter guy, the Happy Little Trees?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll have to watch that one. I hope it's not a heartbreaker too.
I haven't finished it, but so far it's,
Okay. Well, maybe I'll watch half of that one too. I don't know. I've read a few more chapters of Heretic by Rukis while I was camping, which was kind of fun. I don't get a chance to read much. So sitting, just kind of watching and reading, went camping up to Detroit Lake here in Oregon. There was some downtime. We took the boat out. It was kind of fun. And we took the kayaks out. But I had a lot of time to sit and read and relax. That was the best thing. I didn't have to talk to anybody except the hubby and the friends. Didn't have the phone ringing. It was great. It was wonderful. And I read a book. And then I've been watching. I went back to Family Guy. You're familiar with Family Guy, I'm sure.
I see what you did there, Brian.
Yes. Welcome to Pillow World, Bri. I've been watching Stewie-centered Family Guy episodes from seasons 2 and 3, which is kind of fun because they're just so, they are so politically incorrect back then.
Oh, yeah.
20 years ago. Oh, my God.
It's 20 years. Oh, my God. It has been. Wow. It's been going on for 20 years, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Isn't it crazy? What have you been up to watching and reading and stuff?
Actually, you know, it's funny. I mean, before I continue, you mentioned Rukus. You were reading Rukus. Yeah. I actually did an audio play based on one of her comics a few years ago.
Really?
A friend of mine who lives in Seattle, his name's Darby Cupid. He does voice acting and such. I'll show you a reference to him later. But
okay.
He was doing a, I guess he was asking for auditions and all that. So I kind of came in and did an audition for a an Indian hare who goes by the name of Ravi. And it's Unconditional was the name of the book that the audio play was based on. And it's actually there's actually a spinoff of that called Good Medicine by Sidian, who I believe she stopped working on that comic, which is unfortunate because I wanted to continue doing that for an audio play. Yeah. But yeah, I love Rukus's artwork. And
yeah, her artwork is great and her stories are awesome.
Oh, so. Yeah. But sorry, I went off topic, but I figured it's like,
we go off the rails on this show all the time.
Yeah. So. Oh, I know. But it's not a train wreck, though. So
Not yet.
Not yet. Amazon and the writers of Westworld are currently working on a Fallout series. No word on its release or cast It's currently in early development. You can't go wrong with the Fallout series. I mean, at least you won't have to worry about bugs and glitches and crashes with the TV show, unlike the video games.
I don't play video games.
Oh, I love Fallout. I mean, I'm glad that Bethesda got bought out by Microsoft because they've been on them hardcore. They're like, hey, fix this. No, this is not going to be unfinished. Okay. So, yeah. But yeah, Fallout's great. Now, as for TV show, I don't watch TV much, but I hear Jeopardy is in Jeopardy.
Yes, it is.
Mike Richards is no longer hosting the beloved long-running game show. According to recent updates, I think her name was Mayim Bialik. I don't know who she will be filling in for now. I know many fans in the past have already petitioned for LeVar Burton to be the game show's host for quite a while now, especially when Alec Trebek announced he had cancer and before he passed and then after he passed. And people were really hopeful that LeVar Burton would take that role. But, you know, I feel LeVar Burton would be great. He did Reading Rainbow and Jeopardy is just a perfect follow up, you know, quizzing people. Yes. It's like, have you read your books?
Right.
But most of these contestants would have watched him in the 80s and 90s anyways. So he's putting them to the test.
Yeah.
Also, I think I remember about a furry being on Jeopardy, but I can't recall who it was. I think it was either Bucktown Tiger or Kajani Lion who does Fur Life. Maybe both.
Actually,
or maybe
Kajani Lion was on Wheel of Fortune in 2004.
Oh, he was on Wheel of Fortune. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a Wheel of Fortune champion for like 4 days or something like that. So, and then it was Bucktown that was on Jeopardy in 2018.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Neither one of them, well, except for Bucktown, he actually admitted to being a furry on Jeopardy because he talked about it. Yeah. There's a clip of him talking about being a furry on YouTube somewhere when he was on Jeopardy, which was kind of a big thing to do. And then Mayim Bialik, she was the gal that played on Big Bang Theory. She played Sheldon Cooper's girlfriend.
That's right.
Wife afterwards. Yeah. But she's in trouble now.
Oh.
Yes. Today, even today, as we started recording this podcast, like 10 minutes before, an article came out in Los Angeles Weekly, Los Angeles Today magazine, Los Angeles magazine. So apparently she has said things in the past. And of course, celebrities and people, you say something on the internet, it stays on the internet forever.
Yeah.
Because somebody somewhere catalogs that stuff. And she has her opinions on vaccinations, childbirth, and Harvey Weinstein have come back to bite her now.
Well, I'm sure a lot of things about Harvey Weinstein is probably true if they're negative.
Yes. Well, the article goes on to say that she said something about that she was never sexually approached or had any problems because she was a plain girl and she wore plain clothes and the people in Hollywood never really gave her any second thought because she was too plain, and that women should be allowed to act any way they want to act and not fear being attacked or assaulted by males. And that was interpreted to say that she was saying that females are responsible for people attacking them. And she had to go on and apologize for that, which is just silly. But, you know,
the thing is, people can't there is no context in text.
No,
and you see that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, the 10 minutes is up. Nobody came into 5 minute first. So we will drive on with our podcast. So,
oh, well, really? No one. Yeah, I should have said something. Should be like, hey, I'm here, too. But
it's all right. People will at some point come on there. We have a lot of furs that are overseas, and a lot of them, especially in England, that want to get on. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning when that happens over here. So,
yeah.
We had Theo, the beagle, who was on a couple weeks ago, and he was so punch drunk from a lack of sleep that he mostly giggled the whole time he was on the podcast with us.
You said the bagel?
Theo, the beagle, not the bagel.
whenever I have a friend, his name is Nemo. I call him a bagel, but he's a beagle.
Yeah. And I got teased a lot when I was a kid because my last name is Beegan, and everybody called me Beagle. And
Beagle?
So, yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a beagle. Aru.
Well, now, no, but when I was in grade school, I was like, stop calling me a dog, you know, and I was a big gangly kid anyway. I was always the tallest kid in class, and that always made me upset. And the fact that I went to Catholic grade school. Oh. So all you Catholics out there that went to Catholic grade school, you can relate to this. The nuns back in the day would hit you with rulers if you got out of line. They would just whack you up the side of the head with a ruler on your knuckles.
They would have none of that.
None of that, no. What made matters worse is, so Furs, when you see me at a convention, look at my ears. I have big sticky out ears. I blame that on the nuns at my grade school because my aunt was a nun in the same order that taught at the school that I was at. And they all knew her. And every time I would get in trouble, they would yank me by the ear up to the principal's office and say, I can't believe this coming from the nephew of Sister Mary and Michael. You're just going to get it now, young man. And just wrench on my ears. And I'm sure that's why my ear sticks out all the time. It's terrible. It was harsh. So harsh.
So they turned you into a Vulcan.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. It's all pointy ears. It's terrible.
How well received was Star Trek during those times? Because I know a lot of people were like, oh, it's sci-fi stuff. It's satanic or some nonsense. I know they did that with Dungeons and Dragons. And yeah, rock and roll.
I was but a wee child when that came out for the first time, so I didn't really watch it until later on. But I mean, you know, the original Star Trek was only three seasons. There was only three seasons. And that was it. They were done.
Oh yeah, Lucille Ball kind of helped. She produced it, I believe.
Yes, Desilu okay. Studios. Yep, that's where it was. That's where it was filmed. So.
Oh, Spock.
Yeah, I guess Leonard Nimoy hated playing Spock. That was his bread and butter, so.
Oh yeah. I mean, don't forget his Bilbo song.
Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, yes. There's a record album out there. If anybody can find it, it's called Leonard Nimoy Sings, and the cover is him with a guitar on his lap. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is find that album.
I mean, can check all the thrift stores. I'm sure I'll find it.
So, Lem, we play a game every once in a while called This or That. Would you like to play?
I would love to play a game.
I would ask you 5 this or that questions. And I have this book. Early on in the podcast, we did This or That, and I made up the this or that questions myself. But I was able to find a book in the store called 3001 This or That Questions.
Wow.
Yeah. So I usually ask Tabin 5 of them from the book, but I'll ask you 5 of them, and you have to make the decision.
I'm ready.
Okay. Are you sure that you are ready?
You know what? I think you should be the host for Jeopardy at this rate now.
Well, you know, I don't think I've said anything bad on the air anywhere. I don't think I've done anything stupid in my life. So, you know, maybe they should just start finding an unknown, somebody that has no history anywhere, and let them be the host.
Like they used to do it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, so the viewers can't see, well, the listeners can't see this because it's not a video, but behind me is a pride flag. I live in the city of Salem, and last weekend was the Salem Pride Festival. Now, it's a tiny little festival. And our one of our associate editors, Rain Raccoon, he does the sound for the Salem Pride. He's on the board. He says, you should come down and hang out. It's at the Salem waterfront. So I did. And they had like maybe 50 vendors and a stage where they did a show, mostly drag queens doing their lip syncing on stage. And the host of the show was a sweet little old lady, but wasn't really a very engaging host. And if you're going to be the MC of a big event like this, you need to be a little engaging with the audience. And she was up there. Okay, so the next act coming up is, oh, wait a minute, it's on my phone here. Let me see, is the next act Kwanzaa? And, oh, it is. Okay, the next act coming up is Kwanzaa. So welcome Kwanzaa to the stage.
No, Beverly, it's not Kwanzaa. That's a holiday.
Oh, we're not celebrating Kwanzaa at Pride?
Are we doing Monty Python now?
I think so.
No, that is not the name. It's not Kwanzaa. It's Kwaza. Kwaza. Get it right. You twit. If you want to talk about spam and eggs, and we talk about spam and eggs and spam and sausage.
Spam. I'm gonna have spam, 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 sausage, eggs, spam, 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 spam.
You know.
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam. Spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam. Spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam. Spam, 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 egg and spam. Spam, 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 bacon and spam, 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 spam. Or lobster thermidor crevettes with the mayonnaise sauce served in the Provençal manner with shallots and aubergines garnished with truffle pate, brandy and a fried egg on top and spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam, egg, sausage, and spam. That's not got much spam in it.
We actually wanted to do Flying Circus for Spookanthro just because.
Uh-huh.
But no.
Oh, God, yeah. But so the next, going back to that before we do go to this or that, it's going to be a circus theme, right?
Yes.
Hopefully, eventually. When it happens. Yes. There were so many plans for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting back to me being who I am, I start talking to the chairman of the Pride, and I said, you know, you really need somebody engaging that can engage the audience, that can be the MC, that could really have a lot of fun with it. And I looked at him and I said, I'd be happy to do that for you next year. Before I even know what came out of my mouth, I said that and volunteered. I need to learn to keep my friggin' mouth shut.
Yeah.
So this or that. Okay, our first this or that question for you, Lem. Would you rather never have air conditioning or never have heat?
I would never have air conditioning because, believe it or not, it's actually more easy to get away from the cold. I mean, I know some people are like, that's not true. I mean, it depends on the scenario. I mean, with the heat, it just sticks around. The cold can too, but you can get a bunch of blankets and just kind of cover up and use your body heat. While with the heat itself, how do you cool yourself off, especially if you're sleeping? And not to mention another fun fact, if you sleep in the cold, you're more likely to sleep better than you do in the heat. So I'd say I'd rather have air conditioning instead of heater.
Okay. All right. Would you rather speak like a duck or look like a worm?
I was going to do Donald Duck, but no.
The Disney lawyers would be on us all over.
I know. And they're already going through a lot as it is.
You don't piss off the mouse.
You don't piss off Scarlett Johansson either.
Oh, true. Oh, yes. I've read that. Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. I'd say maybe a duck, because a worm, there's just no features with the worm. It's just long, slimy, and wiggly, and has no facial features or anything.
Okay.
And well, I don't know. I think so duck...
Lemniest duck. All right. So would you rather only eat your favorite food forever or never have your favorite food ever again?
See, that's a trick question because I'm a foodie. So I love a lot of food. I don't really have a favorite food. Mm. So when you say never have your favorite food again, is that basically asking, am I going to starve myself or am I going to eat what a worm eats and that's dirt? Oh, wait, I didn't choose worm. So,
so you have to eat grubs if you're a duck, apparently. I don't know.
I don't know. Or breadcrumbs. I don't know. I wish it gave more an example with that question.
No. They're just simple this or that.
This or that. I would say eat my favorite food because the thing is I have a lot of favorite food, so it really wouldn't matter.
Yeah, so you'd have a variety of life. So speaking of food, we have a new restaurant here in Salem called the Koki Grill, which is Korean barbecue. And the little barbecue thing is on your table and they bring you all the raw food and you cook it yourself.
Oh yeah.
It was I tried that for the first time the other day and it was with a friend and we bought the smaller portion. It was like $35 a piece for the two of us, but there was plenty of food. And he was like, no, let's go with the big one for $70, $5 a piece. I'm like, do you realize how much food that is? And if you do the all you can eat, you can't take any with you.
That's kind of similar to yakiniku, which is Japanese barbecue, where you do it yourself, I believe.
Ah, all right. Well, there you go.
I think I pronounced it right. Yakiniku? I don't know.
Yakiniku? I don't know. We're not Japanese, folks. We're barely furry, but, you know.
Me especially.
Here you go. Would you prefer to go in public naked once a week or never go in public again?
Oh, never go in public again. With
any
today's,
excuse not to go in public?
with today's scenario, yeah, I would never go in public again. People are just a-holes. So. Yeah,
well, people can be that way. They can be that way, in fact.
I mean, yeah, you have to deal with people online, but in person, it's just the public because it's not just people, but it's also, it really depends on the seasons and it also depends on pandemics. And germs and everything. So the list goes on. So, yeah, germs. I'd rather stay at home.
I'd go out in public naked once a week. I'd go out in public naked every day if I could. But, you know, that's just me. But
you'd be barely naked.
The last this or that. Would you rather say LOL after every question or every sentence or cry every time you smile?
Well, the thing is, I have a relation with the latter. I cry and smile all the time.
Oh.
If not, then I'm crying into a carton of ice cream in the corner and smiling at the same time.
Aww. are you a sense of pup? You're not a pup, although. What you're are you a sense of griff?
I'm not even a griffin, so.
Oh, are you a sense of limb? Sense of something? Sense of something.
I guess I could be sensitive. Not as sensitive as I used to be, actually.
Oh.
I'm like Sensodyne, but just Sensodyne. Sticks with it. I stick with it, but.
Stick with it. All right.
Was that a toothpaste? I don't know if it was a denture paste or
it's probably denture paste. Stick to it or something. I don't have dentures, so.
I don't either. Although working my job for a few more years, I might reach that destination, so.
Oh, because they have no dental care?
No,
no dental plan. Oh,
no, work in retail ages you quickly. So,
oh, well, true. But the furry lifestyle de-ages you. So it's a constant.
There. Not if you run it.
Oh, OK. Well, yeah, that could totally make you totally.
Although I don't have to worry about some of it anymore. So
that's good. That's good. Well, try doing a furry podcast once a week.
I thought about it.
Yes. Well. If you'd like to come under the Injured Nerves banner, just let me know. We can put you through the ringer.
Cool.
Yay. Yeah. What would your podcast be about if you had one?
You know, that's the thing. I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I thought about doing a radio play at some point, but everything's still in the air. So, yeah.
Do you listen to podcasts much?
No, I listen to Ear Biscuits. Rhett and Link from Good Mythical Morning. I've listened to Markiplier now and then, but I don't listen to podcasts often. Dungeons and Daddies. Don't get confused. That's actually a D&D.
Okay.
They even put it on their thing. It's not what you think it is. it's a D&D podcast where they play, where these people play dads saving their kids from some mythical world or whatever.
Oh, so, okay. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It's an interesting concept.
I used to listen to a lot more than I do now because I used to have to drive to work and that was my listening time. And for the last year and a half, I've been working from home. So my commute is all of 30 seconds from my bedroom to my office. So there's not a lot of time to listen to a podcast in that commute.
I'm trying to get a job where I could stay at home.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find, though. It's funny. Mm-hmm. They all say, oh, we're hiring. It's like, well, I don't see it. Where are you?
Right. Yeah, that's just it. It's like, everybody's hiring. And then you apply and 500,000 people applied at the same time.
Well, it's not only that, but I know a lot of these businesses and corporations are just trying to make themselves look better because they don't care if they have enough employees. They just want the money.
True. Well, that's
mostly the corporations, not
it,
all.
It is a capitalist society. So that's what businesses are there for, is to make money.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's the world we live in. What can you say? Speaking of the world we live in, I think it's time to get to furries in the news. This is where, sorry, Moritz, this is where Tabin would do his little shtick, but Tabin's not here and Lem's not going to do it. Poor Moritz.
What would he do?
He would just have this long kind of homage. Remember the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Way back when, and they did Pigs in Space, and there we go, Pigs in Space. Well, he says furries in the news along that line, and in some times it will be 2 or 3 minutes with him doing that furries. And we actually put a poll out once to find out if people still like that or if it was just annoying. And the only people that answered said they loved it, so keep doing it. So there you go. Yeah,
they don't want to hurt Taven's feelings because they know.
No, you don't want to hurt Taven's feelings.
Don't piss off Taven.
He will bite. But then he'll feel bad about biting. And then you have to give him a hug and pat his little head and say, it's okay, Taven. Nobody hates Taven. Getting to furries in the news. So I scour the web every day for furry-centric news stories. And lately, there's been some popping up. For a while there, nothing popped up because, well, everybody was locked down. Nobody did any furry stuff. But there's this story about this girl in Great Britain. She's 18 years old, and she dresses as a gray wolf with rainbow wings, and she roams around her local park, and she has a great time. She's an inspiring author, and she has a wolf obsession, and she walks around, and she interacts with the kids, and she waves at people, and she has a great time, and there's some pictures of her. If you want to go to the Cambridge News, you can see that in the Bedfordshire Live reports, and she runs around as a dog just about daily out there. There's some really cute pictures of her. She made her own fursuit. It's not a professional made fursuit. She has a little set of ears that go up, like a little nose that comes down across her forehead onto her nose, which is kind of cute. These little wings, and then she's got these little paws with long claws on them, and just has a great time.
People say, oh, it looks like Rainbow Dash. It's like, no, it's a wolf. It's Rainbow Slash.
Rainbow Slash with those long claws. Yeah, because they're like, yeah.
No, it's really cute. I think that's actually really adorable and good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. I don't know that she doesn't say that she's a furry. She just says that she's cosplaying. But if you see the pictures, she's furry through and through, you know.
That's what they all say. That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
That's how we get you.
Uh-huh. It's just cosplay. Don't worry about it. No one's going to think you're strange dressing up as an animal. It's just cosplay.
Why do I feel this way?
Everybody has those feelings inside. Just some people act on them. Anyway. Oh, we're getting off the rails. And then upcoming events. That's the only thing I had to furries the news. I mean, there's not a lot going on still. I mean, even with the cons that have been happening lately, there's not a lot of things happening news-wise, but I'm sure that'll all change as more and more cons get out there and people get out doing stuff. I mean, the big news, of course, is how many people actually came down with COVID after going to a con. The numbers are surprisingly low, actually, from most of the cons that have taken place so far.
Yeah, because I know Megaplex had an outbreak, I guess.
I'll bet you, though, that con crud is down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a point I always tell people, especially those who are like, oh, masks are horrible. It's like, well, if you go to a convention, you'll get con cred. But if you get Concred, you're more than likely to get COVID. Just saying.
Choose your disease, whichever one you want.
Yeah.
Reach into the disease bucket and see which one you get. So, upcoming events this weekend, as this episode releases, there's the Tales and Tornadoes FurCon taking place in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So that's going to be held at the Marriott Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The same weekend is Fur Square in Nakhon, Thailand. Have you ever been to Thailand, Lem?
No, I would love to. I thought about going to Thailand eventually. I wanted to take a trip through Asia. I wanted to go to Thailand. I want to go to South Korea for sure. I thought about going to China. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
China. It's great.
The China virus. Yeah.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Yeah. So I've been to Thailand. It's very pretty. I've been to Thailand and Vietnam in 2017. So it's I highly recommend it. However, when you go to Thailand, go to one Buddhist temple and then do other things. You don't need to go to every Buddhist temple. Like the people that we were with wanted to go to every Buddhist temple. It's like if you've seen one, you've seen them all. Oh, this one has a bigger Buddha that's gold. Okay. Yay. Okay, moving on. And next weekend, September 9th through the 12th, is Kineticon in Hartford, Connecticut, as is the 10th through the 12th is Furry Migration in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And of course, closer to home that weekend, as you mentioned earlier, is Furvana at Ocean Shores, Washington. So you've been to Furvana, Lem, I'm sure, right?
No, I have not. I know the vice chairman well, but I never took a trip out there. I always wanted to. But the thing is that they're like a month after. There usually would be a month after Spokanthro. So it's like trying to get that time off to go to a convention again in the future. Yeah.
That could be tough.
But I would love to eventually. I would love to.
And tell us about RustyCon. You mentioned it earlier. So tell us what RustyCon is and where it's held and stuff.
RustyCon is a science fiction convention. It's actually our sister convention because it is under the Rainbrella. Furlandia is also our sister convention. Mm-hmm. But RustyCon is going to be in Bellevue, I believe.
Okay. And you said RAIN. What does RAIN stand for?
Rainforest Anthropomorphics International.
Okay.
So in case anyone asks, no, Rainforest is not coming back, at least that I know of. I'm not sure. But the organization that started it is still around.
That's the parent organization,
yeah,
if you will.
And they're doing fine. So I don't know what's going on with the reputation and such because people are like, oh, this whole what's going on? It's like, you know, things happen.
Yes.
And it wasn't entirely their fault. Well, I was there. Mm-hmm. I was there at the last Rainforest, and it wasn't as chaotic as people made it out to be. There were some situations, but let me tell you, some of the stuff that went on was not from attendees. So,
okay.
So, yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't from the staff.
No.
Okay.
No. Mm.
So things happened and the furries got blamed.
That's how it always works. You know,
I know. Furries ruin everything, right? It's like, we didn't do it. It was those weirdos in the fur costumes that did it.
But that's what makes them more interesting. But no, RustyCon.
And you said it's not really a fur con. It's a cosplay con or what?
It's a science fiction convention.
Science fiction con.
Yeah. All right. It's been around for a long time. September 24th through the 26th. And right. I think that's in Bellevue, or Everett. I'm
one of those two. I pretty much the same town.
I don't live in Seattle. I live in Spokane, where it's, yeah. Oh.
So everything outside of Spokane is the same city then, right?
Oh, yeah. So it says, I think it says Bellevue. So
that's all the upcoming events. So now would be, it's time for a story. And we've been floating in some obscure Grimm fairy tales from the Brothers Grimm, the originals. They're not in German because if that would make no sense to anybody, especially me, since I wouldn't be able to read it. But I was looking through the book. I found one and I'm going to let you make comment as I read Grimm's fairy tales.
Are you sure you want that?
Yes. And be happy to laugh at various places. As I was reading this and prepping for it, I said, that's an interesting terminology. Now it still uses the old English language, the original translation from German. So sometimes the translation is a little strange. The name of the story is Dr. Know-All. Once upon a time, a poor peasant named Crab was taking a load of wood drawn by 24 oxen to the town for sale. He sold it to a doctor for 4 thalers. Now, I don't know what a thaler is, unless that's somebody from the Thee, that they come back from the Navy. Hey, thaler. No chuckles? Okay.
You thaled.
You thaled, I know. When the money was being paid to him, it so happened that the doctor was sitting at dinner. When the peasant saw how daintily the doctor was eating and drinking, he felt a great desire to become a doctor too. He remained standing and looked on for a time, and then asked if he could not be a doctor. Oh yes, the doctor said. That is easily managed. What must I do? Asked the peasant. First, buy an ABC book. You can get one with a cock and a frontispiece. I don't know what either one of those are. Secondly, turn your wagon and oxen into money. Yes, it's okay to laugh. I know. Secondly, you could get one with a cock and a frontispiece, whatever that is. All right. Secondly, turn your wagon and your oxen into money and buy with it clothes and other things suitable for a doctor. Thirdly, have a sign painted with the words, I am Doctor Know-All, and have it nailed over your door. Well, if it was just that simple. The peasant did everything that he was told to do. Now, he had been doctoring for a while, and not very long, though, a rich nobleman had some money stolen from him. He was told about Doctor Know-All, who lived in such and such a village, and would be sure to know what became of the money. So the gentleman ordered his carriage and drove up to the village. He stopped at the doctor's house and asked Crab if he were Dr. Know-All. Why, yes, I am, said Dr. Know-All. Then you must go with me and get my stolen money back. Because that's what doctors do, apparently. I didn't realize that. Yes, certainly. But Greth, my wife, must come too. The nobleman agreed and gave both of them seats in his carriage, and they all drove off together. When they reached the nobleman's castle, the dinner was ready, and Crab was invited to sit down to table. Yes, but Greth, my wife, must dine too, and he seated himself with her. When the first servant brought in a dish of choice food, the peasant nudged his wife and said, Greth, that was the first, meaning that the servant was handling the first dish. But the servant thought he meant, that was the first thief, and he really was the thief. He became much alarmed and said to his comrades outside, that doctor knows everything. We shan't get out of this hole. He said I was the first. The second servant did not go in at all, but he had to go. And when offered his dish to the peasant, he nudged his wife and said, Greth, that is the second. This servant was also frightened and hurried out. The third one fared no better. The peasant said, Greth, that is the third. The fourth one brought in a covered dish, and the master told the doctor that he must show his powers and guess what was under the cover. Now, it was a dish of crabs. The peasant looked at the dish and did not know what to do, so he said, Wretched crab that I am! When the master heard him, he cried, There, he knows it! Then he knows where the money is, too. Then the servant grew terribly frightened and signed to the doctor to come outside. When he went out, they all 4 confessed to him that they had stolen the money, and they would gladly give it to him in a large sum in addition, if only he would not betray them to their master, or their necks would be in peril. Peril. They also showed him where the money was hidden. Then the doctor was satisfied, and he went back to the table and said, Now, sir, I will look in my book to see where the money is hidden. The fifth, in the meantime, not being part of the crew, had crept into the stove to hear if the doctor knew still more. But he sat there turning over the pages of the ABC book, looking for the cock. Okay. As he could not find it at once, he said, I know you are there, and out you must come. The man in the stove thought it was meant for him and sprang out in fright, saying, That man knows everything. Then Dr. Know-All showed the nobleman where the money was hidden, but he did not betray the servants, and he received much money from both sides as a reward and became a very celebrated man. The end. I have no idea what that story is meant to be. There you go. There's a Grimm's fairy tale for you. Who knew that with an ABC book and a cock, you could become a doctor?
Well, Dr. Lim's in the house. Trust me.
There you go.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Honestly, I am.
Wow. I can go off of many tangents and inappropriate jokes, but I choose not to.
As well you should not. This is a family. I'm sure they were talking about a chicken.
I know.
I'm sure they were.
Guys, this is me. Everybody knows. Everyone knows what kind of person I am. I'm very dirty-minded, but that's okay.
No. Is that what Lemnius means? Dirty-minded? Not Russian, but
Someone asked me if it was Greek. I'm like, I don't know. it just came out of nowhere.
I made it up. What do I know? It might be Russian.
I went by so many names in the past. So
yes.
I mean, but they weren't original. So
they weren't original names.
Well, Hanzo was the first one.
Hanzo,
and then I went by Rizzle.
Rizzle.
Yeah. And then
sounds like the rat from the Muppet shows, Rizzo.
Yeah, but it was Rizel.
Oh, Rizel.
Rizel. But yeah,
sounds like a drag name.
Okay, girls, let's put our makeup on.
Yes.
Chop, chop. Get your eyelashes going. No, your eyelashes don't go on your lips.
Those are not tassels.
You look like a Sarlacc from Star Wars.
Normally, we would have a lot of other things to do with Tabin because he just goes off the rails. But we also. Are you ready to play another game? I'm ready to play another game with you.
Hello, Barely. I want to play a game.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? We'll play another game. Why not?
One more game. The last thing before we close it. Why not? So we'll just throw everything at this podcast because, you know, I don't have Tabin going off the rails. And unless you want to talk to us about math.
Meth?
No, math.
Oh, sorry. Remember, I'm in Spokane, so, you know, people confuse the two.
Math and meth. Yes. Yeah. I went to meth class. No, you didn't.
Spokane is known as meth central for a reason.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
Even though I read that meth problem here isn't as bad as some areas, still, every time I go downtown, it's like, that person's on the meth.
On the meth. You're on the meth. All right. So this is a very simple game. It's a trivia game. It's called I Should Have Known That. So the questions are not like the old. If you ever play Trivial Pursuit, the original, and you get questions from like, in 1939, who was the World Series, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, how should I know that? But
I don't know that.
So this game is called I Should Have Known That.
Should Have Known That.
I'm going to pick a card at random. And there it is. All right.
Okay.
There are four questions on there. All right. The first question, put your thinking cap on. It's very simple. What do you drink if you are drinking Evian?
Drinking Evian?
Yeah.
You mean like Evian water?
That's it. It's water. Oh, Evian water. Okay. Yes.
It's water. What else is in there?
This is I Should Have Known That. It's a very simple question. So do you know that Evian spelled backwards is naive?
People are pretty naive to buy expensive water, too, called Evian.
Right. Yeah. This next one, you might know this one, too. Who is Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. better known as?
Cassius Marcellus Clay?
Usually he would say Cassius Clay. He might have floated like a butterfly and stung like a bee.
Oh.
He's a boxer.
Okay. I don't know.
It's Muhammad Ali.
Oh. See, I know Muhammad Ali.
I should have known that.
But yeah.
Yeah, Cassius Clay was Muhammad Ali. All right. Oh, do you bowl? You ever gone bowling?
Yeah, we used to host bowling meets, so.
Oh, okay. What is it called in bowling when all the pins are knocked down during the second attempt?
The second attempt? I think it's turkey, or that's the third attempt.
Let me back you up. You roll one ball, and you don't knock all the pins down. Second ball, you knocked all the rest of the pins down. What is that called?
I do not know.
Oh, it's called a spare.
Spare. I should have known that.
I should have known that. Yeah.
you spared me there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know this, so I'm sure you're not going to. What is the last name of brothers Liam Noel in the band Oasis? The brothers Liam and Noel in the band Oasis.
It is
their last name.
It was actually Gallagher.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Ding, ding, ding.
Gallagher. The reason why is because I actually like Oasis, but I remember
I actually was listening to Gorillaz, and they had like a thing on Spotify or whatever. I believe it was that, or I looked up information. But the main singer of Gorillaz, Damon Blur, he was also, or sorry, Damon Albarn, he was the singer of Blur, and him and the band members of Oasis didn't really get along with each other.
So I thought Gorillaz was like a throw together band. It wasn't always the same band members all the time.
It is. Well, the main singer is Damon Albarn. He created Gorillaz, as well as Jamie Hewitt, who was the animator and artist. Jamie Hewitt also did Tank Girl. So,
okay.
But Damon Albarn does the singing for 2D, which is the main character, I guess you could say, of Gorillaz. Okay. And he would always collaborate with different artists and whatnot. So Gorillaz definitely redefined a genre, because they do so many different genres in one for each album. So, but the nice thing about it is each album tells a story. That's kind of like how David Bowie did his music. Would be the Duke. He would be there. Would be Wild Dog. Wait, no, the Duke. The Tall Duke. And then Ziggy Stardust and all that. Right. David Bowie was telling a story with each album in the early days. With Damon Albarn and Gorillaz, it's kind of the same concept. They're telling this story, but at least through their animations. There's a story behind their music videos.
Really?
And I like Gorillaz.
I did not know that.
They're really nice. They're a really nice band to listen to. They're really catchy.
I have. When CDs were a thing, I had their first CD when they first came out. Many years ago. That's been a long time ago, actually. I want to say 20 years ago. What's a CD? That would be a compact disc. It was this shiny thing about that big around, and you put it into a special player.
I still have some CDs. I'm actually surprised that vinyl is coming back.
It's a crisper, clearer sound. I mean, many audiophiles will tell you that that's the truest way to listen to music. Now, I've listened to digital music for so long. I remember when digital music first came out, and to me, it sounded tinny and not quite right.
Yeah.
But in the advent of newer technologies, the music is very good at digitally. But
yeah, I remember in the early 2000s when music would be online or, digital, and you hear like some kind of white noise it sounds distorted.
Yeah, it did. And, but then as you got used to it more and more, your brain got rid of that. But now you can listen to the same song on vinyl and on digital, and only your true audiophiles can tell the difference. I mean, the average Joe, I could never tell the difference if I wanted to, so.
Yeah. But,
well, you know what? We have concluded our show. We have made it to the end. You and I have talked for an hour. Can you believe it?
You did most of the talking. I was just I was just listening.
But I mean, you played off me. I played off you. If it was just me talking, no one's going to listen to me. I mean, hopefully that the listeners won't petition us to replace Tabin with you, and it'll be the BFFL show instead.
No, don't do it. I refuse. I'll do my own.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I can never really, no one can replace Tabin. I'm sorry.
Nobody can replace Tabin. Nobody ever. No. I mean, it's so sad. Well, it's been great having you on the show. Thanks for filling in for the pup. I know that the pup was very agitated about not being able to record tonight, but I said, but don't worry yet. We got it. Thanks for, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Nope. Never mind. I was going to tell some jokes, but I think we've taken up our listeners' time enough. Unless you have a good joke to tell.
I don't think I do for the time being.
For the time being?
For no the time jokes. Being. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So I will say one. Do you know who the roundest knight at the table was?
No.
That was Circumference. Anyway, thanks for being on the show, Lem.
Goodbye, Mike.
Sorry. It's been great to share puns and jokes. It's been great hearing your plans and thoughts about Spokane Throw. It's good as well. It's good as well as scary to see cons coming back.
You mean Spokane-sold?
Spoke canceled? Oh, no, well.
No, it's not canceled.
It's not yet. Not yet. It's Spoke can. It's Spoke maybe. Spoke maybe?
Spoke too soon. But
Spoke too soon?
No. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was trying to come up with something that rhymes with postponed, but
postponed.
Yeah,
Post Malone. No, that's not it. Your con was not Post Malone. It's
it was not. But Post Malone's cool. So
or on hiatus or whatever. I don't know who. Whatever you're gonna say.
That works.
Hiatus. Yeah,
works.
On hiatus. That means we're coming back at some point.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like Tool did. It took them, what, 11, 12, 13, 14 years to make a new album?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they're on the state fair circuit for a while. In your opinion, which is worse, the state fair circuit or the Native American casino circuit?
I don't know. I haven't been to really either.
Okay.
So I can't, I mean, the last concert I've been to was Marilyn Manson, and that was in 2009. Oh, wow. I was front row. I was literally like 3 feet away from him. I've never been to a concert at a casino or a state fair. I don't really like going to fairs much because I don't trust the rides. I go to theme parks. So,
yeah, I don't go to the rides. I mean, the Oregon State Fair started last week. When this comes out, it's been going for a week already, and they are actually having it. You have to wear a mask when you're there, but it is happening. I don't know whether they masked up the animals yet, but I'll find out when I go there. I like to go to the vendors and to see the various little entertainers that walk around. If the Oregon State Fair does a pretty good job of entertaining you while you're there, and of course, you know, where else can you get deep fried butter and a foot long corn dog? Or a brick of greasy French fries and a hamburger on Krispy Kremes as a bun.
I mean, you have a very valid point. I just never... We have a theme park up here called Silverwood, and it's got some of that, not all of it. But going to a fair for food,
well it's not healthy.
That sounds pretty fair to me.
It's fair. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for all our listeners to listening and staying tuned in and not just tuning out and sticking around for the end of the Furcast. It's always a joy to know that people are listening to the Furcast. Lem, I'm going to say goodbye and tell our listeners thanks for you being on the show and telling all our listeners to stay furry and moo bark fluff.
I'd like to end this with a voice thing.
Okay, go right ahead.
Podcast disconnected.
I love it.
You didn't know I can do voices, did you? I'm sorry.
I heard rumors that you had done some voice acting. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerves studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guest, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by me, Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by myself and our associate editors, Rain Raccoon and Bixby Wolf. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate, Reg Day, with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Use Library. You can send us a message via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. The show is supported through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.